Blog Talk Radio.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exobian caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Well, good morning, ICC friends.
Happy hump day.
Oh, shoot, it's hump day. You are so right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forget that.
Oh, my bad.
Hump day.
Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos Morning Show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 10 a.m. I'm your host, Zaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is hump day, as Carla reminded us, and it is November 4th. And Carla, you always have great advice for me, so I'm going to put you on the spot this morning. Give our listeners a good piece of advice.
I know you did.
Just a good piece of advice right off the top. Off the top.
I've been put on the spot, and now I can't even think of nothing. That's awful. Treat others how you want to be treated.
That's treat us like they want to be treated.
And you know what? Honestly, that is a good word. That's a great word for today. I'm glad you did put me on the spot because right quick, real fast, just a personal story. Lately, in my neighborhood, actually on my block, we've been having break-ins in people's cars. And the reason I'm saying treat others like how you want to be treated because I was kind of frustrated and furious at my neighbors because, you know, just like other communities, we're in a state of I mind my business, you mind your business, don't nobody see nothing. So I just felt like treat others how you want to be treated is perfect for today because one of the people, unfortunately, this car that got broken into was one of those people that peeked out the window but don't see nothing. You know, one of those. So I just said to them, like, listen, you know, if you want somebody to look out for you, you got to look out for other people. But you just, you know, just treat others how you want to be treated because you just never know. You never know who you might need. You know,
look
you
at that karma, though.
People are crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Ain't that karma is crazy.
So maybe that's what my good word of the day should have been. It goes around, comes around, no. But I just feel like treat others how you want to be treated because so many people want to be treated well and want to be treated great, but they don't put that out. So.
See, I knew what I was doing when I put you on the spot. So you try to act
after I rambled it up.
Yeah, but I know you can come with that good word. Got a good word every day. That's why I made her give y'all one this morning. Wow, that is a good word.
That.
But you know, listen, you got to treat people like you want to be treated. Now, if you want to hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil for somebody else, then you got to expect the same in return when you become a victim.
Exactly.
I really wish our communities would really get away from that foolishness. Listen, now I know that a lot of times when people speak out, you know, it's retaliation, and then they feel like they got to watch their back. And but listen, in this day and age, there are a million.
Be everybody.
Right,
but
listen.
Get that from? Because if everyone sticks together, one person can't defeat a whole community, you know? And how do we go from, real fast, I didn't mean to cut you off. How do we go from, it takes a village to raise a child to, if your baby crossing the street, I don't even see her. Like, if she buyers, like, we went from one extent all the way to another, and I just don't understand how that happened, but. It's definitely a problem.
Yep, but listen, my thing is, in this day and age, you don't even have to ride down to the police station. Remember before when somebody be snitching, they have their face blacked out and they have the voice recorded, like, "Well, then I saw them." Man, please, you could DM the police, you could tweet the police,
that's right.
You can send them a private message on Facebook. There are a million and one ways to, you know, reach out and to try
to be anonymous.
Exactly. And to better our neighborhood. Yeah. I mean, come on now. That's the bottom line, to get our neighborhood.
They need to start letting, they need to start letting you text 911. Girl, if they let you text 911, the game is over. It's over for a lot of folks. I'm just saying. That's the one thing. I think one state or town has already implemented it. But I feel like it should be implemented, period, all around the world. If you could shoot a text to 911, it'd be a lot of crime and stuff like that. That's all I know.
You're really trying to start some trouble.
Girl, can you see it? Can you see it?
You are really
You can walk by and see a crime like you ain't even looking. Text the police. But, you know, it's we got to work on that. But, you know, I know we're all over the place, but that needs
to be all right. That's what we do.
That needed to be said. Yes.
All right. Well, last night we did go to the premiere. We went to the Peanuts premiere, JB, Destiny, and I. And we had a fantastic time. It was our first time attending a premiere as a unit. We had a great time, great time. My Destiny, there are not, listen, I know everybody thinks that their kid is amazing, but let me tell you something about my Destiny. 7 years old, on the red carpet, literally working the red carpet, snapping photos on the red carpet.
Wow.
There was Getty Images, there were different bloggers, there was me, and there was my seven-year-old daughter in line on the red carpet snapping pictures alongside professional photographers, handling her business. She got better shots than I did in some cases because all of us adults, you know, we're kind of along the same line, right? You know, everybody fighting for that one shot. Well, she down low. She down low. You ain't nobody in her shot. You ain't got nobody's elbows in her shot. And then, you know, because it was a Peanuts movie, you know, a lot of the celebrities like Phaedra, Monietta Shaw, Toya from Married to Medicine, Mariah from Married to Medicine, Lisa Nicole from Married to Medicine. It was a lot of Atlanta celebrities in the house, but they came with their kids. Well, guess who's the same height as the kids? My baby. So she getting all the dope pictures of the kids.
Perfect. How perfect was that?
Killed it. I'm so proud of her. I am. So all last night I kept saying, oh, I'm just so proud of you. So after a while she got tired of me. So when I would say, oh, I'm so proud of you, she would go, like, that's enough.
She just doesn't understand, man. She was out there. That is so, how amazing is that? That, you know, she's seven. I mean, I'm sure other photographers were looking like, wait a minute. We got a seven-year-old photographer here.
And looking like, why this little girl on the red carpet? But she was getting better pictures than you, bro. So just take it easy.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it
awesome,
was awesome.
Awesome.
Had a great, great time. You know, I am not at liberty to discuss the film until Friday. So we'll go ahead and get everything talk about the film then. Or I just might have Brian Cosine kick it with us on Monday to tell us his thoughts and recap the film for us. I think I'll do that. So, but it was really cool. If you follow us on Periscope, like we literally Periscoped from the red carpet for about maybe 30 minutes. Brian hosted Periscope, you know, because Brian is the perfect host for any occasion. So he hosted the Periscope and gave everybody the red carpet rundown. It was absolutely great. We had a blast last night. So I know I told you guys that we edit it out and I would give you a little recap. If you follow us on Instagram or if you follow us on Facebook, you can see a few pictures. I put a few pictures that we took out last night, as well as a picture of my baby working the red carpet, looking just absolutely adorable. So,
yes, too adorable.
We have something. So today's show, Carla.
Yes.
Today's show, I titled today's show, Halle Berry and the League of Bitter Ex-Boos.
We're
going to get all up in this mess that came down the pipe on social media yesterday involving Halle Berry and her ex-husbands, David and Eric Benet. And I'm going to tell you why David Justice was being a chatty patty on Twitter. And I'm going to tell you who he threw under the bus in the meantime. So
hey,
we have that. I'll also tell you which reality TV couple now has a restraining order in place. I'll tell you which other couple called off their engagement and anything else that we want to talk about in the next hour. So you are always welcome to be a part of the show. All you got to do is give us a call, 858-357-9117. If you're shy or if you're at work and you can't kick it, you can always text us, 678-379-3441. Or you can send us a message on our Facebook page. You can reach out to us on Twitter and or Instagram. So, Carla, I wanted to kick off the show today with some Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande got a new joint out, and it is called Focus, and I'm really feeling it. So I want to let the listeners listen to that, you know, kick off the show with that. But, you know, before we do that, you know what time it is. Do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's birthday time.
Oh, let me
All right. Let's say happy birthday to Sean Diddy Combs. Diddy turned 46 today.
Take that, take that.
yes. What else did we say? Let's work. That's the one I love that Diddy said. Let's work.
Oh, yeah.
I just love to hear him say let's work. It just automatically makes you want to start grinding. But shout out to Diddy. Very special happy birthday to him. Matthew McConaughey. Also turned 46 today.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love Matthew. So, very special happy birthday to Matthew. And lastly, the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, turned 54 today. Can you believe Ralph Macchio, 54 years old, looking like he's 20?
First of all, the fact of the matter is, my whole world was blown to smithereens when I found out he was a grown behind
man
when he was pretending to be Daniel's son.
Yes. I think he was like 28 when he was Daniel's son.
Oh.
I think he was close to 30, girl. Wasn't that, didn't it ruin your whole life?
Do you know how many molestation charges or pedophile charges Ralph Macchio would have had back in the day off of all of us little girls who were in love with Daniel's son? Ridiculous.
Yes. Insane. But
it kind of messed with me. It messed with my, you know, with my mental, knowing that I was in love with a grown man when I was a little girl.
Okay. Man,
it's
you didn't know no better.
It's
definitely levels to it. It's definitely levels. Like, man, listen, that's Bay Hall of Fame right there. Is that safe? Is it safe to put him into the Bay Hall of Fame?
I don't know, Carla, because Ralph looking a little rough around the edges. I don't know if Bay Hall of Fame material, Carla.
But I'm saying, for years he looked good. For years. He looked good. He was out in the streets. I think he deserved it just for that. I personally do. But, you know, we'll debate that later. But
can we put him in like Bay Hall of Fame purgatory for a little bit while we go ahead? Let's give him about 2 more years to see how it turned out. Let's just give him 2 more years, Carly.
All right.
Like for real.
All right,
like,
we can do that.
Now,
all right, we can do that.
Go into the Bay Hall of Fame right now is your boy Matthew McConaughey. Now, Matthew McConaughey definitely deserves to go into the Bay Hall of Fame.
Yes. We agree with Matthew then. Macchio,
yes, but
we got to wait two-year wait.
Yes, because Matthew is 46. We at least need him to be 50 before he go into the Bay Hall of
Fame. Right. Okay. All right. That'll work.
Right.
Okay.
We can disagree. So,
yeah. So very special happy birthday to all our celeb friends and anyone else celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday to all of y'all. Ooh, yes. I really enjoyed that little jam right there, boy. That's a great way to kick off.
You were there twerking?
I was trying, but you know, I just got done eating these grits, and the last thing you want to do is twerk with a belly full of grits.
Full of grits, yeah. Nah, never mind.
Not good. Real quick before we jump into this Ariana Grande Focus joint, just want to shout out everyone. Thank you guys so much. I know a lot of times we give our shout outs at the end of the show, but some of y'all don't make it all the way through the show for work reasons and your baby hollering or your baby daddy trying to take your car. You ain't even know he had the keys. So I just want to go ahead and kick off the show just thanking all of you who have kicked it with us and hung in there with us over the past 5 years. And, you know, for those of you who support everything that we do. So just want to let you know you are appreciated, and my Tupac boys.
Thank
and
you.
Let's go ahead and jump into this new Ariana Grande. This is Focus. Let me know if y'all feeling this, or, you know, if y'all want me to just go ahead and scrap it. Scoop it or scrap it. Check it out.
Get it.
Shot man wagwan. Ice cream conversation morning show with Xavi and Carla. Way up and stay up, yo. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Come and get the scoop, my youth.
All right, so Carla, what did you think about that joint right there?
I like it. I really like that. I like that joint. You can definitely get jiggy to that. I can get jiggy to that. I would say scoop it.
Does that fall under, like, go-go, like DC? It got that. You know what it kind of reminds me of?
It does have that sound. What?
It reminds me of, like, a Poe Man's A. Marie One Thing, like a Poe Man's version.
Ah, that's a good, yeah, it does. It does.
That's what it's giving me.
It's definitely got that feel to it. Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go ahead and hop into this whole Halle Berry and the League of Bitter Ex-Husbands and the Bitter Ex-Booze. Okay, so you know when the news of Halle Berry's Olivier Martinez came down the pipe, the first thing everybody started asking was, what is wrong with Halle Berry? Why she can't keep a man? Here we go again. Something must be wrong with her. She pretty, but she must be crazy. And, you know, even Terry McMillan had the nerve to get in on it, trying to throw her little shade, talking about Halle
wow.
need to give up on marriage.
Terry? Oh.
Really, Terry?
Wow, I didn't even know that. That was, come on, Terry McMillan. You out of
Hold
all
on.
People.
Do you mind if I sidebar on Terry McMillan right fast?
Yeah,
do you mind if I sidebar on her?
Nah,
Terry,
not at all.
Like, Terry, you of all people got a lot of nerve saying Halle Berry need to give up on marriage when your groom had on lip gloss at the wedding. Stop it, Five. Stop it. Stop.
Yeah, please stop. Well, I was so shocked she even said anything. That was...
It's always the people in the glass hut that's throwing the bricks, I tell you.
Okay, all day.
You know, but you did... On the same note and the same token, Terry McMillan left marriage alone after she married her lip gloss. Her lip gloss. She left,
she left
marriage alone.
She realized it wasn't for her. Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
She left it alone, so she took her own advice. Now, I can give her that. She took her
yeah,
own advice.
That.
Still, you know, I just would like to see a little more, you know, unity in the community. Now, we could talk our
That's
trash behind closed doors. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
we could talk our talk behind closed doors, but in public, we need to be a united front. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I
because,
feel like at this point, the men are better than us. It's the women. Like, I mean, the guys have their beef, too, but it's something about it. We got to do better.
Nah,
we all
you know
had
what?
The thought. We all think Halle crazy. Let's keep that. I'm sorry, but I've had the thought. You've had the thought, but we don't go out. We don't come out in public and say it. You just don't do that.
But you just did.
I know, right?
Like, we don't say we think she crazy. You know what I'm saying? We don't say it in public, but she is,
right.
But we don't say it. No, but you know, here's my thing. I kind of feel bad for Halle because I'm actually, at one point in time, I will be honest and admit that at one point in time, I was like, yo, Halle, something must be wrong upstairs. But then if you think about it, been wrong upstairs for Halle, or does Halle have poor taste? And men. Or is it a combination
I think it's just the point. Honestly, we joke and stuff about it and say, but as a woman and, you know, that stuff's not, we've been there, done it. I think personally with her, I just think she attracts bad men. I just think she just attracts the wrong ones, honestly.
Or
just,
do you think, okay, because, you know, I'm trying to ride hard in the paint for Halle this morning. Or do you think, when Halle meets these gentlemen, first of all, Halle Berry is a walking wet dream. Let's just be honest.
Right,
okay?
Yeah, period.
All right. Mm-hmm. So when these men meet her, you know their representative is in full force. Like the representative is on top of his dean doing his thing. Do you think it's one of those situations where because Halle Berry has been a figment of so many imaginations in men's lives, do you think that they come into the game trying to give, as Martin would say, giving you the best that I got?
That I got, right?
That I got. And do you think they come in the game like that, have her fall in love, and then once it's time to really settle down and live real life, they like, yo, she is not what I thought she was. She is not living up to this dream that I had in my head of, you know, of what I expected her to be or what I thought she was going to be. Or
could be a possibility.
It's almost like, you know, you ain't that pretty to be up in here.
You're acting like that. Right. And for me to
be acting like that.
Wow. You brought some different perspectives in the play. Honestly, I think it may be a combination of a couple. Because, Halle has dated different men, you know, men that were already celebrities that have been with, not saying that Halle Berry ain't, because you got to put Halle Berry in the top five beautiful women of all, period.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, like, she's had husbands that have dealt with other beautiful women, you know what I'm saying? And
I don't
know. I think it may be a combination of a couple things.
A number of
things.
Because
we're not talking about one or two men. We're not talking about two men.
No, but look at the kind of men we're talking about. Okay, so let's go ahead and get it to the topic at hand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So after, you know, Halle's divorce to Olivier Martinez was announced, they started running her Carfax report, pretty much like we just did. You know, is Halle crazy or is it the men or is it this or is it that? And, you know, the whole thing was, well, what did Olivier do, or what's his name? Oliver. Why don't I call him Olivier? Because it's Olivier. But Oliver, like, what did Oliver do? Or what did Halle Berry do? Like, what did how did it get to this point? So then they started running her Carfax report. Well, she was married to such and such here, and then this happened. Then she was married to him, and then this happened. And then she was married, because you know what the media does. And you do one thing. We talked about it yesterday with Chris Brown. They pull out your whole Carfax report. They run down the line. They compare, cross-reference, make notes, and try to figure out where how you crazy, or what's going on, what's wrong.
Exactly.
Well,
in
David
her case,
does.
She's so perfect. I think they look for that. Like, you have that, because it's like Halle Berry so perfect, except for that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they have to find something. So
they have to find something wrong. Mm-hmm. All right, so then they started rehashing. Well, you know, she got beaten one marriage, and then she got cheated on in another marriage, and now she's in this. What happened in this marriage? Well, David Justice hopped on Twitter yesterday. Well, the day before yesterday, actually. And because once the rumors about her physical abuse in a marriage were rehashed, you know, some people and some media outlets were blaming it on David Justice, saying that David Justice was the spouse who beat Halle Berry, caused her to lose her ears. And David Justice was like, oh, no, hold on, shawty. No, no, no. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
So what did David Justice do? He went to Twitter and held a Twitter press conference.
Wow.
Oh, David. Now, this wasn't your average Twitter press conference where people just say what they have to say, you know, basically saying, you know, for instance, Future allegedly dates Blac Chyna. Future said, I'm focusing on what makes me happy. I'm single. Press conference finished. But no, not David Justice. David Justice wrote a novel on Twitter. David Justice started out talking about how he isn't the one who beat Halle Berry. He wants that to be known. He wants that to be
known. I don't blame
everybody
him.
To have a pure understanding that I was not the one who beat Halle Berry. Dot, 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 dot. It was Wesley Snipes. He just grabbed black ass Wesley and threw him right under the bus.
Hey, I'm saying, though. Hey, listen, though. At this point, he got to throw somebody under the bus. That's the one part that I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I kind of... He might have did a little too much. But I don't blame David Justice. At this point, all the years that man, listen, I didn't even want to date light-skinned men because of David Justice beating Halle Berry. Yeah, I'm telling you that.
Allegedly. Allegedly, right?
Allegedly. Yeah, but see, it's embedded in my head. That's my, like, for years, like, David Justice was bae. Then soon as, like, oh, David Justice beating Halle Berry, it just turned into, like, his whole reputation was trashed.
It was.
So, honestly, at this point, you got to throw somebody under the bus. Because if you just say, look, it wasn't me, it was, I mean, I don't know who it was. Ain't nobody believing that, because we already believe that David Justice did it. So it's like you got to throw names out at that point. That's just me. But, you know, I'm not normally with throwing someone under the bus, but in this case, I'm sorry.
You're right. Right. You know, I think just the way he went about it was wrong. He could have simply put out maybe one tweet saying, look, guys, for the record, I am not the boo or the ex-partner spouse who put hands on Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hashtag fact check. It could have been something. But your boy wrote the novel. And I like to read to you some of what David Justice had to say in his Twitter press conference. He said... reading the latest Halle Berry reports, it wasn't me who hit Halle Berry causing the ear damage. Halle has never said that I hit her. It could have stopped right there. That's it.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. Right there. Done. He said, it was a former Hollywood boyfriend, W.S., that she told me. Hashtag get your facts straight. Now, we all know who W.S. is. Wesley Snipes. Then someone else tweeted David Justice and said, well, I heard it was Wesley Snipes. He writes back, you didn't hear that from me, with a wink and smiley. Then he goes on to say, when she first reported that she had been in an abusive relationship, she wouldn't name the famous former boyfriend W.S. We just don't put Wesley Snipes out there again.
He's trying to do that reverse brainwash, I'm saying.
But he goes on to say, she was mad at me for leaving the relationship. So she and her Hollywood team just tried to destroy my character. It had to be my fault, right? Now, this is where he went left, and this is where he became a petty Peter. He goes, yep, me, Eric, Gabriel, and Oliver were all her knights in shining armor until it ends. Then we all become the worst guys in history. Now he's a straight Mitch right here. Only the guys in the relationship with Harry know Hallie know the real deal. There will be another, of course, and he'll be called the best until it ends. Now, by now, I'm thinking he rolling his neck, he making his hand open and close like a puppet, and he clucking his tongue in between. So now, by this point, he's like, just wait, Oliver, it's coming. She insinuated her daughter wasn't safe around Gabriel. Look it up. See the reason. Just wrong. Shaking my head. It just makes me mad to still see the same lie being perpetuated about the source of her abuse being me. Never happened. Hashtag former boyfriend saying it was Wesley. But hold on. It didn't stop there. So now, why David Justice having Halle Berry slander church on Twitter, now here come Eric Benet, a.k.a. Messy Boots, because now he want to come in and he want to co-sign. He talking about my man David Justice is tweeting some truth this morning. Now he responded to David Justice talking about, yes, sir, and putting a thumbs up. Are y'all serious right now?
Yeah.
Are y'all really
serious? Yeah, it went a little too far after, when you start, starts co-signing and stuff.
But can we talk about how David Justice was married to Halle Berry almost 20 years ago? And you still on social media popping off about 20 years ago?
Yeah, true that. But I understand it, man. You know how it feels to be accused of something that you have not done. That's the most horrible thing in the world. And not just to be accused of it, but for the world to believe it. Period. I question a little bit, okay, why so long? But I just feel like he took the opportunity yesterday, and he just, I don't know why it was that long, but I can understand it. Because it needed to be. He's never said anything about it, and he had to live with it.
Yes, he has. This is not the first time he spoke out on it. This is the first time he hopped on social media with it. Because, see, this is the new platform. See, this is that new. But he has spoken out before and said that he
was. I don't remember that. That's why I was saying,
when he said it, I ain't believe him. Yeah, all of them say, Ike said
he ain't
beat
Tina. That's what I'm saying. There it is.
Ike said he ain't beat Tina. But, keep this. All this going down. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Wesley Snipes in the backyard practicing martial arts moves. Like, really? Really? All of this going down. Halle Berry trying to go through her divorce. Now she got her ex-husband wilding out on Twitter. Now that her little ex-husband coalition, you know, with David Justice as the chairman, they done came together to try to drag this woman. And here's my thing. He could have easily said, I didn't put my hands on Halle Berry. You know what I'm saying? And then he could have, listen, if he wanted to throw Wesley under the bus, fine. It wasn't me.
Right.
It was Wesley.
He has
Snipes.
To throw him
Fact
under.
Check.
He has to. Somebody. Fact he got to throw a name. You can't just say he
but
didn't do it.
Not. When he took it to the next level of trying to drag Halle Berry, especially knowing that she's going through a bad situation now, that was like, to me, that's where he went to petty Peter. Like, she tried to destroy me, blah, 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 this, that, and the third.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, come on, dude.
Just petty.
Right. Okay, so here's the thing.
But I understand it.
I know. Probably like, you was petty, but I get it.
Just that now, thug, I've been accused of something. Just to have people believe something you didn't do, it's the worst feeling in the world.
It is, because I've been there. I know. It is. It is the worst feeling in the world. But I guess okay. So we'll be fair.
It was petty as hell. For a grown man, that was petty. I totally agree. Because it's like, all right, okay, I even give it to, like you said, say that you didn't do it. He has to throw Wesley under the bus, though. We got to leave that in.
Okay.
At this point, we're not trying to hear that he didn't do it. Like you said before, he had said before he didn't do it. So now it's like he got to take it up a notch. But, you know, for him to go on like that and to drag her, like I'm joking around, but that was, it was very petty. It was very petty.
Because it just went to the next level. It just went too far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, it was saying, it just went too far. Okay, so listen. So TMZ reaches out to Halle Berry people. Halle Berry people come back to TMZ like, look, Halle has never said David Justice put her hands on her. So now David feels vindicated, right? So here he's back. He's back on Twitter.
Oh, God.
I just want to thank Halle for finally squashing all the rumors in the past that I had physically abused her. Now, listen to this backpedaling. My intention was not to bash Halle, as I specifically said that Halle had never verbally said it. I just wish that when the rumors were out, she could have squashed them at the time. I had 3 kids and a wife for 15 years. It was important that my kids knew that their dad didn't do it. Really?
Wow.
Then he said, what has been so regularly reported over the years, now that Halle has confirmed the truth, I will go back to my coaching and mentoring. The kids in my community coaching basketball. Say what you want about me because I'm far from perfect. But don't say that I hit Halle. My mom didn't raise me that way. Now I'll go back to my little small space on earth and be quiet. Peace. Wait a minute.
You know what? Is he about to drop an album or something?
He's going to drop a mixtape.
Yeah, he's going to hear it do something.
I didn't do it and I want justice. No, the mixtape going to be called I Want Justice. I Want Justice. Yep. That's what the
He's on the most. He has something to book, album, something coming out. David Justice is really, really doing the most right now. And that was guilt. That was guilt. Let's see if we hit that. Wow.
Like, come on. How you go from talking about her like a dog?
How come Halle Berry didn't squash the beef years ago, though? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just thought
What? Ooh, that is a good question.
That rumor.
I think she never, you know what? Okay, now I'm just speculating. I'm going to say I think Halle Berry didn't squash the rumors about David because she would have had to admit that it
Who
was
did
West.
It?
Yeah.
Ah, got you. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That
she
makes
would have had, she would have been forced to say, because they would have said, well, if it wasn't David, then who was it?
Yeah.
And she would have been forced.
I know
after
it
saying,
is. She got a good point.
Wesley.
Yeah.
And if Wesley done hit you so hard that he knocked out your hearing, you really want to throw him under the bus? Negative.
Yeah. No, that's right.
So,
that,
as far as
that,
David Justice is concerned, he might
Very
take some Tybo classes. That's all I'm going to
say. Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Nah, Wesley might chill because he don't want to go back to jail.
He didn't get enough here. He definitely don't want to go back to jail.
He don't want to go back. No, he don't want to go back.
Yeah.
All right, well, shout out to Halle Berry and her league of bitter ex-boos. But come on now. Here's the crazy
a
part.
Mess.
It's funny how, and I guess, like you said, to be fair, I could see why there might be residue if somebody threw you under the bus in a major way in front of the whole world and didn't, you know, you caught up in the tires and they didn't even stop the bus.
Yeah.
Because, you know, remember they said
they could have stopped the bus years ago.
Could have stopped the bus years ago. But think about this. If you were in a relationship with somebody and they did you dirty, okay? Because he said, she mad because I left. If he did her dirty and then the streets were dragging him for something that he allegedly did after he did her dirty, you think she going to jump out there and champion for him?
Nah, sure
that. She's sitting at home like, that's karma.
Like, oh, well.
She's sitting at home like,
Yep.
Too bad, so
exactly.
Sad, scratch the button, get glad. That is how she was
much.
Sitting at home. Because I know I don't have nair ex that I would rescue from the flames. Nair. I don't know, man. Now, if it was something absolutely outlandish, I think, you know, not to lose cool points in heaven, I might shut something down. But at the time of the split, when it was hot in the streets, she's still mad. Was she? Do you not remember when Halle Berry said after David Justice broke up with her, she tried to commit suicide? Do we not remember that?
Oh, that's right.
In that car with them fumes and, like, come on.
Yeah, true that.
The last thing Halle Berry was caring about was a rumor that you had your feelings in. She was trying to leave up out of here.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we need to put Halle Berry in our prayer circle, though. Sitting here thinking about it. You really look at the whole. I'm just saying. We need to put her too fast. Halle needs some extra. Listen, because you think about it. I'm sitting here talking about her, thinking about her whole life. And
man,
the way things have gone.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to add Halle Berry to our Wednesday prayer list.
Yes.
Halle Berry. All right. Halle Berry is officially on our Wednesday prayer list. Halle, we're going to lift your name up this afternoon. We're going to lift you up. So let's go ahead and jump into a music break. And then when we come back, I want to go ahead and give you some of this reality TV scoop and a little bit more. Carla, now I know you probably heard this song a million and one times. And every time you call me or every time I call you, I sing it to you on the phone.
Oh, but I can't help it.
I got to do it. I got to do it.
You better run that
thing. You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
you better get it.
I love me some. You never get tired of that song.
No, never.
Yes.
Never. But shout out to
except for the covers. Except for the covers.
Yes, the covers gotta go. The covers, listen, don't email me none of y'all hotline bling covers. Listen, this morning out on the ICC Facebook fan page, I posted where they did a cover of Hotline Bling in church.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't, but sure, you, girl, you know I'm going to show my grandma that though, right? She going to go off.
Listen, Jesus is on the main line, not the hotline. I'm going to need y'all
exactly.
to stop it, right? I blame her for this.
Yeah,
I blame Kirk.
He's the one that kicked it off. Yeah.
First he had us singing Stomp in the Club. Now he doing Sweet Pea Saturday. I ain't got time. Sad day. Excuse me. Sad day. Listen,
bye,
I just stop playing with you. Stop playing. Okay, so let's get into some reality TV scoop really fast. Have you had a chance to watch?
Okay. Now I haven't seen it at all yet.
Oh my goodness, you are doing yourself a disservice.
You know,
one episode mm-hmm. in smashed all seasons of Black Ink Crew New York. So I just
are
want to take
serious?
A moment to give a shout out to Black Ink Crew Chicago. Girl, it's just on a different level. But you know, to me, everybody in New York at Black Ink look like they like missed a hepatitis shot.
The garbage
need their they need their vaccinations. Just a lot of just itchy stuff that Mickey kind of itch.
Oh, so Chicago Crew? Oh, wow. Well, so the Chicago Crew is cool.
Yes, they are very.
I'm
here.
You know, I didn't want. Okay.
The reason
okay.
why I'm going to go ahead and just say that I'm here for the Chicago. Of course, now keep in mind, don't go in thinking that you're about to watch something that is clean and crisp, because that's not the case. What I'm saying is I feel like the Black Ink Crew Chicago squad from MMAG Tattoo Shop. I just feel like they're a more well-rounded cast. For those of you who have watched the show, you know, if that makes sense, you know, they're diverse. You know, of course, you got your signature thought. You know, you have someone who is in a singing career. You have someone, the tattoo shop owner has been through hell and back. And it's just a lot of different things. I mean, you got the dude who's in a relationship with the chick, but he's kind of basically stuck because if he ain't with her, then 9 times out of 10, he ain't going to see his son. Just a lot going on. Definitely a lot
more
going
story on. More storylines then. That
more
sounds like it already, just from hearing you.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing from you. Because,
yeah.
you know, it wasn't much to that. As much as I love the Black Ink Crew in New York, it wasn't much to them. I mean, it's not a whole lot of stuff.
I'm done with the Black Stank Crew. I can't do the Black Stank Crew. But I can mess with MMAG. I can mess with them. You know, and then, you know, there are equal parts. There are just as many women as there are men on the cast, which keeps it interesting. You know, of course, there's interaction and sex in the tattoo shop. You know how they got to do it. It is VH1. So, so if you haven't had a chance to check out Black Ink Crew Chicago, do so. I just want to go ahead and give them a shout out because I really actually enjoy watching them and I get a kick out of them. VH1. VH1 has now announced the new cast of Love and Hip Hop Season 6.
You ready?
Listen, Mona is literally grabbing for straws at this point. Honestly, goodness.
Is.
I mean, listen, outside of Remy Ma and Papoose, which we are all
That's
very excited about,
yes.
Outside of that, the rest of the cast, I mean, Mona is literally grabbing for straws. Let me just fill you in on this. Okay, so, of course, Remy Ma and Papoose will be on the show. They are the love and the hip-hop of Season 6. I mean, they're actually married. Remy Ma, I guess it will... on Remy Ma, basically, you know, trying to get back on her feet in with her music career. You know, she did hit the ground fresh out of jail dropping music, but as you can see, it kind of faded to black. So, you know, she's going to be trying to reclaim her spot, you know, in hip-hop and prepare for their wedding, you know, so they can have a real wedding. So I smell a wedding spinoff off of that.
Yeah.
Which I think would be absolutely perfect for Remy anyway, you know, as long as it's not. But see, I felt like Yandy and Mendeecee's wedding was their wedding special was a lot of tomfoolery. Like, I don't need to see Jocelyn in your bridal suite, and I don't need Candy back there giving you vibrators before you walk down the aisle.
The most.
I would have liked to see something more like sincere, You know what I mean? I like the wedding itself was beautiful, but I would have liked to see something more sincere that made me feel like, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to watch your wedding, rather than look at this circus before he walks down the aisle.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Perfect. It was a circus. And then, you know, all the people at the wedding and at the reception that I've never seen Yandy speak to in all my days. So, you know, it just, but if, you know, I definitely would like to see, you know, Remy and Papoose exchange vows.
Oh,
I think that'd be a
great book. That would be awesome.
Okay,
oh,
so listen, this is what else Love & Hip Hop Season 6 is going to offer us. Rashida Ali. Now, you remember Rashida Ali.
Yeah.
She got downgraded last season, but being as though Erica Mena left and a lot of the cast members, the show just failed epically last season. So now they're going to bring Rashida back, and they're going to bump her role up. And guess what she's going to be doing? She's going to be navigating her new career as a music manager of several female hip-hop acts. Now, she has her work cut out for her because these young ladies, she got to keep them out of trouble. She got to keep them from beefing with each other. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Good. Because that was Mimi Bouse's entire storyline on the last season of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yep. Very familiar. Wow.
So these rap acts that she has here that she's managing, child, never heard of them before in my life.
Nah.
So basically what Mona is doing is she's about to make another crew of unknowns, because I'm not in a position to call nobody a nobody. She's making another group of unknown celebrities, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we have a rapper by the name of we got a rapper by the name of Young B of Chicken Noodle Soup fame. Let that marinate.
Wow.
If you got to tell somebody that you famous for chicken noodle soup,
chicken noodle
with a
soup
on the side, you already lost.
Yeah.
Another female rapper by the name of Mariah Lynn. And then there's a hip-hop duo called BBOD.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to guess that's Bad B's on Deck. I'm just guessing Bad B's on Deck. I have to like.
Oh, wow. This is going to be interesting.
So, yeah, so if you want to see pictures of these young ladies, feel free to do so by visiting icecreamconvos.com. Also, rounding out the cast will be DJ Self from Power 105 in New York. And then, what is a reality show without an Instagram model just sprinkled in for no reason whatsoever?
Wow.
Instagram model by the name of Cardi B will be joining the cast. As far as her description of being on the show, none whatsoever. Just says she's there to interact with the rest of the castmates, which plays into, I'm just here to stir the pot.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Mona's really, I don't know. How long do you see this going on? You think this is the last season?
No. As long as y'all keep tuning in, for the turn up, it will never be the last.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
Rich Dollaz, Peter Guns, Yandy, Mendeecees, Cisco. Did I say Richard Dollaz already?
Yeah.
Well, they're all coming back. Tara and Amina Butterfly, they mess with Peter Guns. Listen, Dirty Feet Pete was funny the first season. Over it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm over it now.
Time. Yeah,
it is
way
time.
Over it.
But last but not least in our reality TV shenanigans, your boy Milan Christopher has officially filed a restraining order against Miles Brock.
This mess. Yo, this is.
Ooh.
Wow. It just got out of control.
He has filed a restraining order against Miles Brock, claiming that Miles punched him in his face and caused him to have a swollen eye. Meanwhile, Miles is back at the ranch saying, I ain't put my hands on
Never
nobody.
Never put it in, yeah.
Somebody lying, Rhonda. Somebody lying.
Yeah.
I don't know who lying, but somebody lying, Rhonda.
We're going to do a big lie list in a minute. We're about to come out with a different list. We got a bunch of lies. I'm sick of these lies.
Yeah, you know
Crazy.
What? That might be a great idea to come up with a top lie list.
Yeah,
you'd be like,
lying.
What's your top lie list? Instead of your top five rappers, your top, your top lie list.
Liars.
Top lie list.
It is
so
big.
Yeah, so. Now, the big news yesterday was that Rick Ross called off his engagement to Miss Lyra Mercer. Some of y'all know her better as Lyra Galore on social media. But he called off his 2-month engagement. Boy, that was quick. But I knew the clock was winding down when y'all started digging in y'all archives and y'all pulled up that tweet of Lyra sitting in Meek Mill's lap butt bonking naked. I knew it was just a matter of time when y'all dug up them tweets with Lyra professing her love for Wale, telling him she adore him and she want to marry him. And then y'all dug up the tweets of her saying she wanted to marry Rick Ross. It ain't no fun if my MMG homie can't have none. I guess that's the case. With Lyra said, listen, I'm getting to that bread through any way possible. Any MMG channel I can get through.
Yes.
For Stally. Wow. Stally ain't getting no love in the mix. She ain't
none.
Nothing about Stally.
None.
But, you know, it's so bad. But this is a prime example because we say all the time, watch what you say and do on social media.
Yep.
They literally pulled this girl's receipts in the most terrible way possible. Then there was a rumor out that she slept with Wiz Khalifa, and that's what led to her breakup with Rick Ross. So she gets on Twitter, and she denies that she slept with Wiz Khalifa. She said, I've never even met Wiz Khalifa, and Amber Rose is one of my best. So somebody was like, well, how is that possible? That Amber Rose is no best friend, but you ain't never met Wiz.
Right? It don't even make sense. Oh, she should have just shut up,
So she came back, and she responded, no, I became friends with her after her split from Wiz. So, no, I did not meet Wiz. All right, boo. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. But you know, I guess Rick Ross. But the irony that Rick Ross called off the engagement as soon as he got off house arrest.
You already know.
Was it somebody else you trying to go see? Listen.
Whoever he was texting the whole time, he was on.
You said whoever he was texting. He's like, boo, I'm going to come see you now. So poor Lyra. They have called off the engagement. She still has the ring. She did pack up all her high heels, furs, and thongs and moved out of Rick Ross's mansion. She still has the ring, but legally Rick Ross can get the ring back. So I don't know where they're going to go with that. You know, I don't know if there's going to be a reconciliation in the works, if anything. If he's a petty Pete, he gonna get the ring back. But can we talk about what is really going on in the MMG camp?
I don't know.
Like, how did Rick Ross feel when them tweets popped up with his fiance naked in Meek Mill lap? And Meek smiling?
Exactly. Girl, he's smiling.
He is smiling.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, and then the whole Meek and Wale, and then she professing she loved Wale, but she engaged to Rick. Like, how does that work when all y'all get together and she's sitting in there? Like, how does that work?
Exactly. Wow. Crazy. Shout out to her, though.
Yeah.
Rick Ross, man. She made it to the ball.
Listen, Rick said, you know, I knew she was the one. You know when you found the one. You found the one that was trying to run through your whole crew, dog.
Except for
Stally. Except for Stally. Hashtag no Stally. Hashtag keep Stally. Hashtag keep Stally. You know, we're making light of the situation because it is kind of low-key funny, but at the same time, it's also sad that a young woman would try to run through a whole crew just to get choked.
It's crazy.
Just to get chose.
That's how the hustle. Hustle is real.
The hustle it's a grand hustle, in the words of my great T.I. Look, my great friend T.I. So you shout out to him. But all right, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up today's show. But, you know, if there's any particular topic that you want us to cover on the show, or if you want to chime in, feel free to do so. The chat room is always open, and you can always give us a call, 858-357-9117. Don't forget, if you miss any of our shows, you can go back to the ICC app, where all of our shows are archived for your listening pleasure. You could Carla?
Subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. We'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review.
Yep, and you can also go back and listen to our old shows through the podcast. So that's another great reason to subscribe to the podcast. So connect with us on all of our social media accounts. We are Ice Cream Combos on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Pinterest, Tumblr. We everywhere. So if you don't know exactly where to find us, just Google Ice Cream Combos, and we'll pop right up like lyrical at a bat. Party.
We'll pop
right up naked in No, I'm just kidding. Not naked, but yeah, we will pop up. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, thank you so much for supporting us and for tuning in to the ICC Morning Show. And we love you guys. Have a fantastical Wednesday, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All right, ICC.
We all we got. See ya.
Peace.
Coming in.